This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
That sounds very religious, but you know what? Most people don't have a clue what that means. To you, I lift up my soul. Let me tell you what it means. You lift up your soul. It's an intimate thing. You share the most intimate part of you, your soul, with that which you love. Tell me what you love with all your heart, soul, and mind, and that's what you lift up your soul to. Is it money? You lift up your soul to money. And only the individual knows that if that's true or not. You love your house more than anything, you lift up your soul to your house. You love a car more than anything, you lift up your soul to the car. We always lift up our soul, share the most intimate part of our being with that which we love. And David said, Lord, I lift up my soul to you. I lift up my soul to you. Verse 10, teach me to do your will. For you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. Teach me to do your will. Have you ever prayed that prayer? Again, not many people have prayed, Lord, teach me to do your will. And I'm talking about you and me. Lord, teach me to do your will. Because most people say, Lord, I want you to get on board with what I'm doing. You got it? Lord, here's my plan. Now I want you to sign off on my plan. That's really what we do. Most people do. Here's the direction I'm planning, Lord. Bless it, and you know, put your hand on it, because after all, it's what I want to do. And David came to the place in his life where he'd say, Lord, teach me to do your will, not my will. And then verse 11, for your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. What it means to say, for your name's sake, it means God gets the glory in this deal. You know, there's nothing that we could ever do to glory on our track record. We glory in the cross, as the hymn said. In the cross of Christ, I glory, not in our track record. It's all about what he's accomplished on the cross. You say, well, is God that egotistical? No, he's just God, and I'm not. That's what it means. He's God, and I'm not. 51 years ago, yesterday, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. As many of you know, you've probably seen a news story about it, although there wasn't much this year, I thought. What's interesting to me is there are three generations have come into this world since the Kennedy assassination. Generation Gen X, the people that were born from 1964 to 1982, Gen Xers. How many Gen Xers out there? All right, quite a few of you. The next group, millennials, from 82 to 2000. Any millennials in here? Okay. The next generation is called Generation Y. And I don't know if it's because people are saying, why are these people here? I don't know if that's what it means. Those born from 2000 to the present, till actually 2018. Three generations have come since the Kennedy assassination. And it's interesting, we look back on the Kennedy assassination with a different context now than those of you that were there and are alive at that time. It's a different context. We look after the fact, and we look and we know his history, President Kennedy's history personally. A lot of those details have been revealed about his political life and his personal life and his marriage, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not getting into any details about that. But we look at it differently because of context. My point is this. God looks at your life and my life from the context of eternity.
Well, would it make any difference in your life if you really believe that God looks at your life from the context of eternity? This message will conclude tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.